Hello, everyone. Today is May the 13th, 2020, and this is our Spiritual Laws of Nature call with Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. And this is the place to discuss, ask questions, make comments regarding the Spiritual Law of Nature that Alex shared this week on YouTube. Hopefully you've seen that. But it's really a time for us to get together so we can exchange ideas, thoughts, feelings, comments. We welcome everything here. So before we hear from Alex, though, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, and maybe, of course, those of you who share. So having said that, we're going to – if you have a question for Alex or a comment and you're on the phone, you would press star 2 on your phone, and that's going to open your line so that Alex – So you can ask your question with Alex. So star 2, if you're on the phone, is going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to open your line so you can speak with Alex. If you're on the web, you may type in your question on the web, and I'll be able to read that so Alex can answer that. So I don't see any hands up just yet. But Alex, hello.
Hi, Johanna. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you. How about you
out there? I'm great. Let me give a brief overview of what we're talking about this week. Maybe someone will come in by then, maybe not. But what we're talking about this week in the spiritual laws is the miracle meditation. And I was trying to guess the other day how many meditations I have tried over the last 30 years, and It's way into the hundreds. I was wondering if it was going to get to 1,000. I don't think it's going to get to that, but it's well into the hundreds. And the interesting thing about meditation is decades ago, and very few people realize this because we don't ever read these things and as consumers, but do you remember when you used to hear ads from the government recommended daily allowance? And they would say, eat so many fruits and vegetables and drink water and get exercise. And the only other thing they recommended, and this is the United States federal government decades ago, is meditation. And I think there's good reason for that. Meditation goes back, like, best I can tell, 5,000 or 6,000 years in Asia and the Holy Lands. And it is one of the few things, there has never been a double-blind study on counseling in the history of counseling, okay? And that might also apply to a lot of self-help things because it would be unethical to do so. Well, about meditation, there's double-blind studies, and we had them decades ago, and they were by Harvard MDs, and, you know, so there's really just no doubt that meditation is very effective and works. And I'm not going to say they all do because there's a million of them, but most of them do. But the thing is, 95% of them, they maybe don't work the way you think they do. They work by distracting you, okay? A very popular meditation for probably centuries is focus on a dot on the wall, a spot on the wall. Or if you're outside, a spot 30 yards away that's just a little nail on a fence post. Or focus on the word love. Or focus on a flower or something like that. And basically, that is the meditation. Well, those absolutely work. They reduce your stress. But the way they work is by distraction. It's not healing anything. It's not fixing the problem. It works by distraction. You see, for the 15 or 30 minutes, you're focused on the nail on the fence or a flower. You're not thinking about those things in your life that are stressful to you. You know, the problem you and your spouse are having, your money issues, A guy at work you don't like. Some nagging health thing that keeps bugging you that you can't get rid of. Or a health thing you're scared of. You're scared it's going to kill you, okay? You're not thinking about those when you're meditating. So it lets your mind relax for 15 or 30 seconds. And very often it's enough, and I'm sorry, 15 or 30 minutes. Often that's enough for your stress to kind of turn off and the positive to kind of turn on, which means your thoughts and feelings can change from negative to positive. Your immune system may even start working where it hasn't been working in a while, but it's by distraction. The miracle meditation, as I call it, is the most powerful meditation I have ever found in my life. Nothing else is close. It works for anyone, in my experience, and it's important for me to say that because it does come from the Bible, all right? In the book of Revelation, the writer is John, and John is having a vision. And in this vision, he's in the throne room of heaven with the Lord, with Jesus, and it says that Jesus' face was like the sun at midday. You know, you can't even really look at that without, oh, wow, it's bright. And his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. Think Niagara Falls right up there next to the falls. It's just deafening. You can't hear anything. You can have to scream at the person next to you to be heard. And it says that John is terrified to the point that he falls at Jesus' feet as if he were dead. Now, that's pretty terrified. Have you ever been that terrified in your life that you fell down trembling as if you were dead? I don't think I have, but John did. And it said that the Lord put his hand on John and said this, "Fear not, it is I, the one who is dead and is now alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of death and Hades." Well, death is kind of life, death, physical health, etc. Hades is more the kind of person you are, being saved or lost, that sort of thing. So basically in those two things, Jesus is saying, I've got the keys to whatever you need, and I love you. I've got your back. Fear not. I'm here, and I've got the power for what you need. And the thing about this meditation that's different from any other one I've ever found is two things. Number one, it does not work by distraction. It's an active meditation. The intention is, and this started back, as best I can tell, 5,000-6,000 years ago with the Hebrews, and I've read a book about it and not other documentation. The point of it is not distraction. It is to have a literal, miraculous, one-on-one experience with God, with higher power. And because of that experience, to be changed, kind of like a near-death experience or something, is the way I kind of use a metaphor for it. And you're never the same again. Things you couldn't do, you now can. Habits you couldn't stop, you now can. You're changed. It is a experience that changes you for the positive forever. Okay. And that's the meditation I've been doing ever since I really discovered that. And someone else told me about it and the significance. But whether you believe in the Bible or Jesus or not, in my experience, again, this works for everyone. And so if you were an atheist, that's fine. I would say do it and just, before you do it, say, okay, I'm an atheist and I don't believe in God, but I'm willing to do this meditation and see if anything happens. That's fine. Try it. I think you might be surprised, especially if you give it a few times. So that is the miracle meditation. That's what I do. I've been recommending it for years now, and I've heard so many death to life stories, in essence, metaphorically, spiritually, I can't count them. So that's this week. So yes to meditation, but if you can do an active meditation that actually plugs into the miraculous power, rather than just working for a few hours by distraction, man, that's a whole lot more effective meditation for your time. So that's it for me, Johanna.
All right, Alex, and thank you. So, again, if you have a question or you want to make a comment regarding this particular spiritual law of nature, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand. And then I'll be able to unmute your line. So we have a caller. Your number, you're from California, and your number ends in 1664. Your hand is, and your line is open.
Great. Hi, you guys. Hi, Dr. Alex. Hi, Johanna. This is Glenn over here in Los Angeles.
Hey, Glenn. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours, Dr. Alex. Love your teachings as usual. I do meditation every day. I'm curious about the meditation that you were just referring to. Is there a short version that you could lead us through for us to get a sense of that, and then you could direct us where to purchase it or wherever it is?
Oh, you don't need to purchase it. Just Google Revelation 1, and you'll discover it quickly. And I wouldn't want to lead people through it, because each person's experience is unique, and my leading would bias it, okay? But what I do is the way John describes it there, I imagine that setting and that I'm there, and if I have anything I need to get off my chest, I've really been struggling with this and that, and or a question or a request, please heal my acid reflux or whatever it is, I will say that in that imagined setting, and then I'll just be quiet and see what happens. And sometimes nothing else happens. Sometimes in my imagination, Jesus says something to me in that setting, and for me, that's not imagined. I believe it's real. I've had almost every scenario you could imagine from the setting over the years, I believe I've had, but it needs to be authentic and unique to each person. So I would just go look it up and read the words, and then that's what you imagine. And then say a little prayer or request of your heart as you're starting, and then go wherever you feel is best.
Great. Okay. Just Google Revelation 1 and I'll find it, hey?
You will.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr.
And let me know how it goes.
I will.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Glenn. All right. I'm going to, again, if you have a question or want to make a comment regarding this spiritual law of nature, just raise your hand by pressing star 2. And I'm just checking to see if anybody on the web has any questions. Okay, I don't see any other hands up. Alex, we did have a question. I don't know if you got the email I sent it. It was from Maryland.
Oh, from Maryland.
Last week. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a shot at that. We had someone from last week who was asking another question about, and it's really the same Revelation 1 picture, and there was two parts to it, Johanna. I remember the one about the sword and the mouth. What was the other part?
She said, she just said, I think she just needs the answer on the sword and the mouth, because she said you had said something about the buck stops with God and explained why. And she said, if you could explain this again, she wanted to listen to it again and also to share it with a friend who it could help. And
okay.
That was when she said that, she couldn't access the full recording. So I don't know
okay,
if that
okay.
reminds you.
Well, hopefully she's accessed the full recording now, because that was a pretty extended explanation. The sword in the mouth, you're right. That used to really bug me, too, especially when I was a kid. But when you take it as a whole about other things that are said about that, it fits perfectly. And here's what I would say. The sword coming out of the mouth, it says that is the sword of truth. So in other words, it's a metaphor. It's not a literal sword. It's the truth, okay? And the truth, you may have heard, will make you free. It won't set you free. Setting you free can happen in 10 seconds. It will make you free over time. The problem in virtually every memory that has a problem that's causing stress is an untruth or a lie, okay, which puts you in bondage, both physical health and your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings, your behaviors, all right? So anyway, that's the truth. The reason and if you want some other support, the Bible also says our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Our marching orders from Jesus when it comes to flesh and blood is love your enemy, love everybody all the time, no exceptions, love always. It's the greatest commandment. It's the next greatest commandment. And if you do that, you've done the whole law. So our job for any other person who's flesh and blood is love unconditionally, no matter what. All right? It says our struggle is against spiritual forces. Okay? So you don't stab a spiritual force with a sword. All right? You attack with truth. And the attack from the enemy, the spiritual forces, is typically a lie or an untruth. Okay? So that's the sword to me. Please remember, I'm not a biblical scholar, so don't take anything because I say it. Go search for yourself. But that's my understanding. And the thing about why bad things happen to good people is that we don't have the same perspective. The only way you can understand that, and I don't say I understand it, is if you had an eternal perspective on life. Meaning millions and millions of years, not 80 years. And that suffering and pain is really what perfects us, what causes us to grow and change and realize that love, joy, peace is what it's all about. Pain is the thing largely that does that more than anything else. So I hope she was able to access the recording. There's a little bit of it.
Great. Yeah, I think that's fine. And yeah, that was a wonderful explanation of what you shared. It's real simple, but it's right to the point regarding the sword. I really love that. All right, so I'm going to see if we have any questions online, Alex, and we might not. I don't see any there, and I see no other hands up at this point.
Okay, well, I love all you guys. Remember that you can write your question in advance. We'll answer it. You can listen to the recording and get your answer. And we're wanting to open discussions. We're wanting discussions to spread in your family, in your neighborhood, about these important spiritual principles to live by that, by and large, we have quit talking about, except in churches, and very often that's in a negative or condemning or in a way that's just not correct. So let's open the discussions back up and start living in harmony with spiritual principles. That's it for me. Love you, Johanna.
Love you too, Alex. God bless. All right, so we're going to use the next few minutes for those of you who would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code to address whatever you like, really. You can raise your hand again. Star 2 is going to raise your hand, and I will open your line and we'll get you a custom trilogy or a custom code for you to use this week. So again, star 2 is going to raise your hand if you'd like a custom code. And I don't see any hands up just yet. Okay, we have one hand up, and you're in San Diego. You're on the web. I'm opening your line. Your line is open. Who are we speaking with?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. What would you like to address today?
I have an opportunity to get some coaching to move forward, but I'm sure that I have a lot of fear regarding committing, sticking with it, making that change that I've known I needed to make for a long time. But it's a frightening thing to me.
Okay. So are you talking about Healing Codes coaching or other kind of coaching?
Other kind.
Okay, so
it's moving ahead in different ways with my work.
Okay, so you have a fear that you're not going to be able to commit to it?
Yeah, that I don't know. I think I just try to sometimes I just kind of block it, and then I kind of I'm kind of self-defeating in those ways when I'm scared to get out of my comfort zone. Because I'm very self-motivated, very independent, and have a coach who's going to be telling me what to do, and I have to report and make sure I did what that coach said rather than what I thought. That's just, it's out of my comfort zone, and I don't want to self-sabotage, you know, and just say, okay, this is too hard, this is too different.
Okay, let me ask you this. Oh, well, first of all, let's get a good connection. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay. Okay, you're good. When you think about a fear of self-sabotaging, is there an early memory that comes up when you recall maybe actually doing this before that bothers you when you think about it?
Actually, it's a very silly memory, but I remember being about 5 years old, and I have a sister who's a year older, and we were having a coloring contest, and she was winning, and it was really bothering me. And I'm really not very competitive in the first place, but I really wanted to color better than her. And she said, but I'm six. And I said, yeah, but next year I'll be six. And she said, I will always be older than you, and I will always be better than you. And I stopped coloring that day. It's just like, I can't win, so why try? And like I said, it's silly. And I look back, I've got children and grandchildren, and I can see how, you know, they would feel that way. But for me to be 62 and still remember that day is just a little bit annoying to me.
Okay, well, that's not a silly memory. It's a very significant memory. And when you think about that, how does that feel right now? How strong is that? How much do you still feel?
I would say like a 5 or 6.
Okay.
But when I go up against in competition, and this comes down generationally as well, is the idea that you cannot heal, you cannot win, you cannot succeed. There will always be somebody better than you. There will always be somebody looking at you and saying, you'll never be up to snuff. So why should I listen to you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, it looks like you have a pretty good sense of where this is coming from, and it's not you. it's like, you're right, generationally this was a program that was passed down. What happened to you at 5 years old just reinforced that negative programming. So now what we want to do is address it at its core so that you can be fresh and you can look at your life with a new filter. And this is no longer going to be. Okay. Now, would you like to have a trilogy or a custom healing code? Which one?
I'm not the expert on that. To me, they're the same, basically the same thing. The trilogy just has more components to it. But what do you think?
I think trilogy would be the most effective.
Okay.
Okay, so for minute number one, which is for the acupoints and the meridians, we want to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand, as he demonstrates.
Yep.
Okay, then we're gonna customize. We're gonna go to the collarbones.
Okay.
Sore spots.
Okay.
Side of the eyes.
Okay.
Under the eyes.
Yeah.
Little finger.
Okay. I'm writing these down so I can do this nightly. Okay.
Yeah. Thumb.
Okay.
And then do the 9G.
All right.
Okay, minute number two is a healing code. And yeah, you definitely want to write it down because we're not going to take a whole minute here. Okay.
Yeah.
The positions are first position, both hands brainstem.
Okay.
Second position, both hands high bridge.
Okay.
Third position, left hand jaw, right hand temple.
Okay.
Fourth position, left hand below the belly button, right hand touching the high bridge.
Okay,
and that's it. Minute number three.
Okay.
This is for the governing conception and energy centers. You're going to start at the base and slide the hands all the way up and over without stopping, and you're going to do that three times.
Okay.
Then we're going to go right to the heart. So you're going to start at the heart.
Yeah.
Slide down to the solar plexus, the tummy.
Okay.
Slide back up to the heart.
Okay.
Slide up to the throat.
Okay.
Slide up to the forehead.
All right.
Slide all the way back down to the base.
Okay.
And then you're going to work slowly up, pausing at each energy center as you work all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
All right.
And that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Is there something that could be added in here? Basically for my vocal cords. I've been singing my entire life, but as I'm losing kind of my voice, that's why I'm doing the coaching is I need to find my authentic voice and then use it better. But I've noticed the more I get into this, the more my vocal cords are weakening and I want them strong again.
Yeah, I would just include that in the intention when you're doing this, that any physical issues that are connected to this fear, and it sounds like that could very well be because it's your voice, that will be included in the healing, that the physical issues in your body will be also included in this healing of the heart issues. Just include that in your prayer.
All right. Okay, thank you very much, Joanna.
You are welcome. God bless you. All right. Are there any other callers that would like a custom trilogy or a custom healing code, *2 on your phone? That's going to raise your hand. And we'll just give everybody another minute or so. I do not see any new hands up, so this may be it for today. I hope you all come back again next week. I want to thank you again for participating, and make sure to stay tuned for the next Spiritual Law of Nature that Alex will share next week. And really do take time to do this meditation. It's amazing what can happen. And give us some feedback on when you do. God bless you.